Irregardless was actually added to the dictionary because so many people used it. Regardless, you need to know that it's not really a word. Irregardless and regardless are now one and the same, not one in the same.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. It's been a couple weeks, and I'm back. To be honest with you, I'll wait. I always do that. I always start to talk about what I want to talk about before I do the whole thing, so let me do the thing properly. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. This is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. I am your host, Mark Scalia, and if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because the schedule, the calendar, is always being updated. If you want to be more participant, you will click that speaker box that you're listening to on my website, and that'll send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then you can sign on using a Facebook address. And I've got some friends I haven't seen in a while on Mixlr. There's my good friend, Lack. I say my good friend. We've never met. but we have some correspondents that are really fun. Lackey is on there, and of course my wife is on there, a few other people. And the third way you can listen, we're doing a Facebook simulcast through Facebook Live tonight. You can listen through that. He says, ah, I love you, Mark. See, that's what I'm saying. And the fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen to the live broadcast of the show, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through iTunes and, of course, iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start the show off the way I always do, with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And today was a rainy day, kind of a glum day, but I'll be honest with you. The pandemic is wearing me down. I had this conversation last week, and you would think, oh, okay, it's getting better. No, it's not. The pandemic is wearing me down, brother. I can't take it. And I'm trying to figure out why, because, other than me not working as many stand-up gigs. Well, actually, no, everything's different. Think about it. Nothing's different because of pandemic. Shit, everything's different. Like, everything is different. But I'm not doing as much stand-up, but I'm having a ball on the Salem Trolley and performing that. But the problem is, when I do a stand-up gig, I put a lot of energy into about 45 minutes to an hour worth of show. And now I'm on the trolley, and I'm putting that kind of energy and that kind of conversation into 4 hours a day, and it's tiring. I mean, man, I'm 52, and I was going to do a show last week, but it was my birthday last week, and I was like, I'm kind of tired. My wife treated me to a very nice day, and we had lunch together, and it was a nice day, and I was like, I don't want to ruin it by doing a show. And I actually wasn't going to do a show tonight either because I'm trying to keep motivated. It's so hard. And I don't know how people are doing it. You know, between me yelling through a mask for 4 hours a day and, you know, the rain is another thing. And I'm on the board every day. I'm on the board every single day. And it helps. I'll be honest, it helps. But, I mean, I don't know. I got some bad news about October because I live in Salem and a lot of the holiday, the Halloween thing isn't going to happen. It is, but not to the extent where, you know, it's a normal year, but it's really starting to wear. I mean, you know, I can take it. I'm nobody's bitch. I'm not 2020's bitch. I want to make 2020 my bitch. Thank God it's only like 3 months left. I can't take it because I fought the law and the law won on this one. It's just tiring, you know, and I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to get through it. What did Lackey just say? I know he was going to say something. Let's see. What is Lackey's just heart and everything. Can you explain the trolley thing? Maybe I'm not familiar with that. Oh, that's right. I'm a tour guide on a trolley and people come into Salem and essentially we drive around. It's a 1 hour tour and we take people from all over the country and all over the world. And the COVID has actually cut our numbers in half. So instead of doing like 30 people at a time, we can only do like 16 at a time. But we get them on the trolley and literally we drive around the city of Salem and I point to landmarks and tell people about the history of things. And literally I am talking for an hour straight. And sometimes I'm fielding questions. And then we drop everybody off and then it's another hour. And then I do 4 hour shifts. So my wife says wine helps. No, actually it doesn't. I can't. And the thing is when I drink now, I feel terrible. I'm like, what is happening to me? This is water, by the way. I'm drinking water. I'm drinking water and ensure. And then I'm going to bed at a reasonable hour. It's so tough out there, man. I swear to God. I want it to just be better. And the whole thing, socially, everything is insane. I wish we got better. You know, the whole thing is when you wear a mask and you're talking to everybody, you forget that people are people. Like, I don't. I'm reminded of it every day. But the thing is, if you see somebody coming at you not wearing a mask, you're like, oh, my God, a leper. And you jump out of the way. And we got it. We can't forget. They're just people. And here it is. It's, I hate to say it like this because I know how serious it is. But it's a virus. It's just a virus. If you get it. You more than likely you're going to be fine. So let's not overreact about it. Let's just deal, you know, just take your precautions and that's it. Let's not forget we're people. And I'll talk about some other stuff later, but let's see. What did Karen say? You might be onto something. Yes. Drink water and ensure. Now that everyone's wearing a mask, you notice their eyes more. I know. I mean, I notice everything. I can't shut it off, but It's tough. It's just so tough. And I'm feeling really worn down. And I was supposed to do some Halloween shows in October. And unfortunately, because the way COVID's rolled out, I may not be working as much. So there's that. And then there's, you know, just things. Just I'm supposed to be explaining. But I am on the board. I'm on the board every day. And I go out. I wake up at probably 6:15. And I'm on the board by 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I'm just paddling around for about an hour. And I'm wearing my wetsuit now. I'm like this morning, I just threw the top because I've got a two-piece wetsuit, essentially. It's a little thinner. So it's not like a full-on wetsuit, you know, frog mask thing. But it's not. It's good. It's nice insulated. It protects against the wind. So I was just wearing that today. But I'm on the board. I want to be on the board all winter, all fall and winter. I hope I can do it. So I'm going to keep trying. And I retired my inflatable board, and now I have my solid board out there. So I'm just doing that. So what else I got going on? Oh, no. I don't want to do it. Should I? Okay. I got to do it. We got to do a coronavirus update. We have to.
Being able to penetrate Corona. It is a remarkable opportunity. This is the rhythm of
my life. My own research suggests that Corona is extremely unstable.
Yes, it is. This is the
rhythm of my life. By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses. This is the rhythm
of my life. Actually, not according to the DNC. But that's a different update. that'll be the next update. So I will tell you this, though. The coronavirus, things are looking better. I can't say that. The numbers across the country are going down. Just in general, everything's going down, which is good. People are taking the reasonable precautions. Now everybody's like, well, you know, there could be a big bounce, another return. It probably, but, you know, we'll cross that bridge. But all I can say is that everybody seems to be doing their job. And even with all the social turmoil of people not wearing masks, about getting together, about being a foot away from each other, no social distancing, the numbers aren't overly bad. And everything's coming down a little bit. We've actually, it's what they call the big V. It's like went down. Then that's the economics. That's the economy. But everything seems to be stabilizing out, which I really hope. I hope it just, and it's not going to go away. It's just something we have to deal with. Hopefully in a couple months, you know, we'll be able to go back inside and take off the masks, which will be good. I mean, I hope. But I don't know. You know something? Why don't we ask somebody who knows what they're talking about? Let's do a White House update. What?
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
All right. It is an election year, and here's the thing. Election day is coming up. We've already had our Senate race decided. Ed Markey is going back to the Senate to give him another 6 years, which will put him over the 50-year landmark when he's done. Been in there 50 years. Now, I don't care if you're left or right. Term limits have got to be a thing. And that's just it. Nobody should just be in government for 50 years, make all that dough, and not really do shit. Nothing, you know, you got to do something. And if you don't do something, you're out of there, baby. 12 years, that's it. Just like high school. If you didn't learn anything in 12 years, get the fuck out. And then go to college. But because it is an election year, we will have Greg Bogus come in. Let's see, what did Lackey just say? I would feel safer if I could walk around legally with condoms over our heads. Probably. But I will say this. Greg Bogus, the official Radio Irregardless political correspondent, he will be coming on. I think I'm going to get him on sometime in October, of course, before Election Day, so he can do the rundown and figure out, you know, the good and the bad, the right and the wrong, the left and the right. So he's going to do all that. But I will say that I did watch some of the DNC, which is, even though it stands for Do Not Care, I watched it. And I got to tell you, I mean, just other than saying we're the people of trust and Trump isn't, I really didn't get much out of it. And I tried. I really did. And everybody's like fawning. When I tell you they're fawning over the DNC, the fourth estate, they did a statistic. They said something like in 1960, when Walter Cronkite was, the head was 70 or 80, whenever it was, something like 80% of people trusted the news and the information that we're getting. Now, here we are, 2020, and 20% of people trust the news. Which, you know, because it is. It's a lot of it's editorialized, and that's why I can't watch it. So what I do is I tend to watch YouTube videos where I kind of fast forward through the commentary, and I just watch the actual clip just to get, you know, the information. But I watched the RNC, too, and now it's a couple moments I cringed. You know, not all the time. There were a few moments where I'm like, there was one woman yelling at them. I'm like, stop yelling. Nobody's in the audience. You're yelling at a camera. That's like my show.
Stop yelling at me.
I could do that. Why wasn't I in the RNC? I'll just be really close to the camera and start screaming. You know it's coming. But I will have Greg Bogus on, and we will do a political show. And it's going to be fun because it always is when Greg shows up. And we'll do that. So hopefully just, you know, take everything with a grain of salt, everybody. Please, please take it with a grain of salt. Because it's crazy out there. We're going to do this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
Oh, I just ran out of water. But I wish I had more. Anyway, I started doing this a while ago. It's actually, to me, it's kind of fascinating. Because I used to do this goof stuff, and now I'm doing real history. Today, now it's September 2nd. 2020. But Jason, what did he say? Talk about great comedians like Jason Merrill. Who? You've been on the show. Stop hyping yourself, my friend. No, but Jason's good people. I've had him on the show. He's been a lot of fun. But I really started learning all this stuff. Some of the stuff I didn't even know. Some of it I thought I knew or blah, blah, blah. Let's see. These debates are embarrassing. Yes. Oh, my God. Do you see the news today that Biden and Trump now will debate three times? The first debate occurring September 29th. Oh, my God. I will tell you, I'm going to get a big bowl of popcorn and sit in front of the TV and watch that. Because I got to tell you, it's going to be must-see TV. I'll tell you that right now. Because you may hate the man. But he's going to F Biden up in a major fashion. When Pelosi says they shouldn't debate because the president is not a good person, she's like, what she's saying, the subtext is, Joe Biden is fucked. That's what she's saying. And she shouldn't go toe-to-toe. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'm going to watch it because I think it's going to be funny. I mean, you know, I'm the kind of person that like, oh, wow. Like, I'll watch fire. Because fire is interesting to me. It's extremely dangerous, but it's fun to watch. What did Jason say? Biden won't get mad because he won't remember what Trump said. Oh, come on. You know, all men and women create. You know the thing. I don't know. Joe, let me just say one thing. I think you're crazy. Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. My time is up. Okay, good. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. But I'm going to watch it. Everybody loves a car accident as long as they ain't in it. Like, I love watching car crashes, like those robotic ones, not with people in the car, but certainly like a car crash or a stunt or gag. Anyway, let's go back to this day in history. In 1789, the U.S. Treasury Department was established by Congress. Assholes. And Ed Markey was there to sign the bill. He was 8 years old. In 1859, gaslighting introduced to Hawaii. As you know, gaslighting is not a good thing. Technically, I am gaslighting right now, I guess. Is that what the kids call it? We used to call it inciting. Pussies. Anyway, 1901, Vice President Theodore Roosevelt advises speak softly and carry a big stick. To that, his wife said, ooh. It's not cool. I don't know if I'm going to get through these. In 1919, the Communist Party of America organizes in Chicago.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
I only am doing this because I wanted to get that soundbite out. That's it. In 1930, the first nonstop airplane flight from Europe to the U.S., it took 37 hours. Fuck. 37 hours to fly from Europe. 37 hours. Wow. I've flown across country with my wife and it's taken 6. And I went, okay, we're good. We're good. I mean, I slept some of it too. Anyway, here's something just for my wife. In 1941, the Academy copyrights the Oscar statuette. So 1941, that's when they copyrighted it. 1944, during World War II, George Bush, that's HW, ejects from a burning plane. And also on this day in 1944, Anne Frank was sent to Auschwitz. We all know how that turned out. I mean, Bush, not. Stop it. You know what it is? I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm not putting the effort in. Actually, I'm putting more effort in. I'm getting sloppy. What's Karen said, cool. I don't know, cool to what? To the Academy or to Bush, the Communist Party? What Anne Frank? There's a delay in the broadcast, clearly. So anyway, let's see. In 1963, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace prevents integration of the Tuskegee High School. God damn it, tragedy. And also, CBS and NBC expand the network news from 15 to 30 minutes. Another fucking tragedy. Yo, she said, yes, Academy. Okay, thank you. Birthdays today. Oh, my God. Selma Hayek, 1966. She is 2 years older than I am. And I just turned 52. She's 54. And she's, wow, she's hot as F. Anyway, still. And this is, again, from my wife. 1964, Keanu Reeves. Today's birthday. Whoa. He just made another Bill and Ted movie 30 years later. Like, he needs the money. John Wick is kicking ass. He decided to make another John Wick, another Bill and Ted movie. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but you won't catch me going to the movie theater anytime soon. Anyway, Keanu Reeves, 1970. Mark Harmon, worth winning. He was in that. I love that. And I forget what's her name. She's still, anyway, I'll move on. 1948, Nate Archibald, Terry Bradshaw, and Krista McAuliffe, all in the same year, 1948. Krista McAuliffe, of course, the astronaut, Terry Bradshaw, the football player, and Nate Archibald, basketball player. There we go. Deaths, 2001, Troy Donahue. He was 65. And in this day, 1973, John R.R. Tolkien. He died 81. He died of an ulcer. Okay, what did Jason say? Do you remember what Biden said about Trump 4 weeks ago? Yeah, neither does Joe Biden. Hey, come on, man. He says, come on, man, more than I say on this show. I'm so tired. I want to go to sleep. I don't know if the show is better when I'm tired or worse. I don't know. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play real quick for you guys. I got a bunch of people listening on Mixlr and on Facebook. Come on, man. He said, come on, man. I'm going to do a real quick game. I refound this out last week. I was doing a bunch of stuff, and I forgot how fun this game was. I'm going to do the new intro. We're going to play a little bit of Shut Up. That's it. This used to be the intro. She just played this one. I'm all out of water. So here's what I do. I play you a clip of somebody saying shut up to somebody else in a movie, and you basically have to guess the movie. It's super quick. It's not a lot of test. It's just a lot of fun. So let's try that. Come on, man. You know what I should do? I should find that sound bite and just play it every time somebody gets a right answer. All right. Let's start up with the first one.
Why don't you stop that? Shut up. Stop it.
Shut up. Shut up. I'll fucking take care of you later. Shut up.
I think shut up is one of the two favorite words. My two favorite words. I just love it. Here, play it again. It's very quick. You should be able to get this fairly easy.
Why don't you stop that? Stop it.
Shut up. Shut up. I'll fucking take care of you later. Shut up.
All right. Any guesses? Oh, I know that Mixler's on a delay. Facebook's on a delay too, so I have to wait now. hopefully not too long, because, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't want to go to bed. All right. Anybody? Oh, going once. No, going twice. Nobody.
Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up. That was Paul. Actually, that was actually from, where did I put it? Raging Bull.
Why don't you stop that, huh? Stop!
Joe Pesci.
Shut up! I'll fucking take care of you later. Shut up!
And De Niro. That's Raging Bull. Nobody got that one. Let's see. How about... Yeah, I'll do this one because this will be fun. How about this one?
Well, let's talk about killing it. We know it's using the air shafts. Will you listen to me, Parker? Shut up!
My mother used to yell at us when we said all the time, if you said shut up, she goes, don't say shut up. It's not nice. And then she would tell us to shut up. Do as I say, not as I do. Play it again.
Well, let's talk about killing it. We know it's using the air shafts. Will you listen to me, Parker? Shut up!
That one's an alien. Dave Jason got it. What do you mean you suck at this game? You did fantastic. You got it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please, continue.
There we go. Yes, it was Alien. It was Sigourney Weaver. You are probably not going to get this one. This will be my last one, I think, for tonight. Let's say, boom, boom, boom. There we go. How about this?
You're a real nice girl, and I like you a lot. But for right now, shut up.
Okay, that one's going to be tough. That's a tricky one. Even if I tell you who said it, you may not get it. Play it again.
You're a real nice girl, and I like you a lot. But for right now, shut up.
All right. So I normally would watch this first, but let's see. Karen said Alien as well, so she's on a delay. So, yeah. And let's play. Do I play it one more time? I keep bouncing back to Windows. All right, last time.
You're a real nice girl, and I like you a lot. But for right now, shut up.
Okay. If I were to tell you who the actor... Deadpool? No, not Deadpool. Come on. It's Michael Keaton.
You're a real nice girl, and I like you a lot. But for right now, shut up.
All right. Nobody got... Let's see if anybody got it in a Mixler. Nobody got it in a Mixler. That is Michael Keaton talking to... What's her name? Oh, I can see it. Married Alec Baldwin. Kim Basinger. Is it Basinger? Basinger? I don't know which it is. But it's from Batman. It's the original Batman movie. Well, you know, my Batman movie. That was Batman, and nobody got it, so I'm going to play this.
Because you're wrong, so shut up.
That was, nobody got it right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first and only break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on. We'll be back in a minute. My name is Mark. This is Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
The Industrial Revolution modernized the United States and Canada during the 19th century. As people enjoyed steady employment, they compromised their rights in the workplace. Longer work hours and pay cuts were imposed. U.S. labor groups began protecting themselves by unionizing.
Look for the union label when you are buying Lacoste dress or gloves.
In Canada, unions were illegal.
Ha ha, you lose, Americans!
On Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, thousands of New York City laborers marched from City Hall to Union Square. They gathered in Reservoir Park for an afternoon of picnics, concerts, and speeches rallying for an 8-hour workday.
Elliot from Harvard,
The hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away.
For many, the choice was to either spend the day at work or march without pay. It took a political disaster to put Labor Day on the national calendar.
This is as bad a political disaster as I've ever seen, and Dianne Feinstein is a wonderful example of just how bad it is.
Labor Day had become a time to rally workers for safer conditions, fair pay, and benefits. But in the second half of the 20th century, the U.S. labor force diminished. Many factories closed. Jobs were outsourced to other countries.
They took our jobs! They took our jobs!
They can't hear!
For now, most Americans leisurely enjoy the holiday as summer's last bow.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalias. It's been a fun show. Actually, I got to tell you guys, I was very tired, but this has actually cheered me up. And I know we got a bunch of people on. And thank you guys for stopping by. I really appreciate it. I really do. And it's a good way to start off season 8. And can you believe it? It's been 8 years since the show's been going on. And it hasn't gotten any better. It's still fun. I'm actually planning a bunch of guests in the upcoming weeks. But let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Tomorrow's Thursday, the 3rd. I'm off tomorrow night. I'm off Friday night. I'm off Saturday night. But Sunday night, because it is Labor Day weekend, I'm going to be up in Cold Springs RV Park in Ware, New Hampshire, telling some jokes for the people in the RVs and being socially distant. You're welcome. You're welcome. He puts down. So that's what I got going on. And I'm actually looking forward to it. I haven't been up there in a bunch of years, and it's a fun show, and I'm looking forward. Plus, I got a lot of gigs coming up next weekend, and of course, we won't be on next weekend, but I am going to have a new guest. If you want to be a sponsor guest or leave a question or comment, call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can also email the show radioirregardless@gmail.com. We'll be back September 16th. Be safe.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.